The humor, in spite of the fact I didn't know what you were talking about there. So how the hell are you? Oh, pardon my French.
Naked.
Naked.
Naked. We're having a great time.
We're the Booty Patrol.
I'm thinking of changing my radio name.
To what?
Yeah. My spiritual advisor, I just contracted with last night, suggested a different identity for me.
Like what?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain. Maybe he should explain it.
Oh. Sounds great.
Let him explain.
Can we have a son of God on the phone, please?
Son of God.
Son of God.
His new name will be... What was the name? It was so
come
early.
On, you guys.
Okay,
come
here you
on.
Go. God, you know, I don't know how I get roped into this. Anyway, I did talk with Freddie last night. I think he's a great disc jockey. And I like to say, you know, that it's really hard to put yourself out on the line and say, well, I like one radio station, you know, better than the other one. Because then, you know what I mean, the other radio stations don't play your records. But I think we just got to come together as brothers and sisters, you know, everyone. And God, just recognize all radio stations are good. You know, I just happen to like K-Rock, you know, a little better than most of them.
Well, that's okay.
But I just suggested that to Freddie last night that Smiling Happy Jack Man was his name, you know. And with that name, he could turn on L.A. and he could turn on people who are feeding dogs and taking care of dogs and, you know, Happy Jack, you know. God, the Who sing about it.
I know, there's a Who song.
Smiling, you know, Smiling Happy Jack.
Smiling Happy Jack.
Yeah, so get out of here, call in from L.A. and see if Freddie should change his name, you know. He should be Snake Skin or Happy Jack.
Kind of conjures up images of Jack Nicholson.
Or Jack Wilde.
Is it Jack Nicholson?
Yeah.
Jack Wilde.
Like in Easy Rider.
A friend of mine,
like
you know?
in Easy Rider.
God, what's in the name anyway, man? A rose still smells as sweet, but if you believe in God, you can be anything you want. You know, you can be butterfly, you can be bird, you know, you can be rainbow, you know.
We're bangles. You know? Hey, we're bangles.
I know someone named Rainbow.
I don't want to space anybody out. I just believe in Christ and the Lord and God, and that, you know, God loves all of us.
You got it.
Lucky for
but,
us.
When you feel like you're turning away from God, maybe you're really turning to God. That's all I know, God, you know. I talk to people, I just put God in the word three times.
Thank
and
God.
The key to God is dope, sex, and aesthetics.
Aesthetics are really important.
It means dope, means sacred herb. Sex for love and aesthetics is
art. But is sex love?
You know, the esoteric. You know, when Christ talked to people, he only talked to about 70 people that could ever understand him. You know,
yeah.
He had 300 people, the man.
But
I
know. But did Christ ever have sex?
What do you think about Madonna? Are you into her at all?
Madonna? And
how does
she's got a great name. Hey, I'm into everything.
That's what I mean.
I don't want to judge anybody. If I was going to judge anybody, I might judge the president, you know, because they're responsible for the country's welfare.
Yeah.
But as far as anybody judging themselves, see, everybody judges themselves at the moment of death, you know. So if you yourself, if you feel that you're an innocent, you go back to God, you know. And so that's what Flower Power really was. They get people to be like children again, you know, and give flowers to one another. I couldn't grab the concept of rock and roll because it was born in the 50s, and I couldn't believe it could, you know, go into the 60s and even the 70s and the 80s. You know, we need another term for it.
Right on. Hey, listen, we're going
to... I know, I brought in the word, you know, new wave, and I brought in flower power and flower music.
And now it's
flower
erotic
power
city.
Is beautiful.
I brought in new wave. I brought in cosmic
city.
Wave. You know, two different words.
Permanent wave.
Wave was what was used. You know,
hair
I think
waves.
Valley used it, but really what the name that I like now for music is cosmic wave. You know how you listen to music and you just feel a wave of good energy? You know,
okay.
You
wave.
Really sing about
yeah,
vibration.
Even a wave of
you got it, man. We're going to listen to some good music right now.
It should be like a cosmic
right now.
Love, you know,
hey, Scott. Right hey, there. Hey, Betty. Hey, hi. We're going to listen to some good music right now, okay? Something
going
very
on
special,
a cosmic
like
wave.
this is for all you people who are tripping out in Hawaii, okay?
But listen, God loves everybody, you know, so there's no problem, right? All you have to do is love God.
It's in your dreams.
I did it all for her, my flower child.
Lost in your dreams. So long, and the night so black, a thousand shadows never look back. You're flying off toward an island of dreams, but now you're lost.
yourself, little girl. I said, I've been out here, away from him. I said, the ride's so long, and the night's so black. A thousand shadows, I'll never be back. I said, run, little girl, just as fast as you can. Run like the wind. I said, run, little girl, just as fast as you can.
Come on.
Okay. Hey, Rodney.
Susanna.
Yeah.
So how'd you like yourselves in the bang and the Madonna book? Got the Bangles in the Madonna book.
What? We dedicated 4 songs to Madonna. You know I love Madonna. I got you to play Madonna a long time ago. Remember, Rodney?
That's right.
Debbie's rolling her eyes. Debbie's pissed.
There's a magazine now. You know how they put out magazines of certain artists?
Yeah.
And it's got a picture of the Bangles in a Madonna magazine.
That is very odd.
Which is incredible. Did you guys play I Got Nothing yet?
Yeah,
we already did.
We played that. We also played Jane Fonda Workout. And we were doing the workout up here.
I gotta say, Susanna and Vicky, you guys do a fantastic job, and I got nothing.
Hey.
Thank you, Rodney.
Definitely. Well, what'd you play? What instruments did you use in that?
Drums,
guitar.
Rodney thinks. Rodney.
I did use the box actually on that.
Rodney thinks we played a sitar, but we didn't.
Mm-hmm. No sitar.
So what are we gonna look forward to on the next album?
A lot of groovy stuff. We're thinking of taking a 40-piece orchestra on the road with us, Rodney. What do you think? We've asked Nelson Riddle, but he's busy with Linda Ronstadt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're thinking of going with Count Basie.
He's dead.
But you know, the Tonight Show Orchestra would be the best. That's what I want.
Yeah.
So everybody's here. Brad Elterman's here. He's got a book coming out.
Hey.
Called Shoot the Stars.
All right.
Talking about how to shoot celebrity pictures.
Oh, shooting pictures.
That's horrible.
And he met Christy Wagner today. She's a top model.
Really?
He went out with Christy Wagner. Brad Altman went out with Christy Wagner.
Oh, wow.
And you heard it here.
Vogue magazine.
Wow.
Great.
He's wearing a string bikini.
Wow.
We're impressed.
Did he propose? Is that how they say that?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, what did he say? I mean, this was his golden moment. What did he say?
What did you say? This was your golden moment, Brad. What comment do you have on that?
No comment.
No comment.
Don't tell the Inquirer.
No photos.
Yeah. Yeah, far out, man.
So are you hanging out with a lot of kids and stuff, Rodney?
Yeah, I've been to all the parties and stuff, and all the rooms, and all the DJs are here, April, and Poor Man has been running around surfing, and the surf is kind of low here. But Poor
Man's in the bathroom,
otherwise he'd come in. Oh, yeah, Richard Blaze in the bathroom, I'll see him come out and say hello. Good.
What's place, he doing son? In there?
How long has he been in there?
But everybody's having a great time.
Do you each get your own room, or do you have to share with other DJs?
Oh, all the DJs got their own rooms, but all the listeners...
Wow!
All the listeners...
There's a real cool club here called Pink Cadillac. It's like the top club.
Hey!
It only costs $3 to get in. You know, in L.A., all the clubs cost like $8 to $15.
Yeah.
Pink Cadillac is $3 all year round.
Hey, Rodney, we were rehearsing yesterday, and guess who was rehearsing next to us?
Who?
Brian Setzer.
Really? From the Stray Cats?
Yep.
What's he doing now?
I don't know, but he was playing guitar and stuff. And who was the guy who was in there, Ian LeBay?
Oh, Susanna.
And Helen Reddy.
Yeah?
Yeah, Helen Reddy was playing I Am Woman.
Before I went to, we caught the plane, you know, the night before I left, I went to the Andy Warhol's party for Interview Magazine at the Palace.
Really?
15th anniversary.
All right.
Boss.
He's 15 years old.
That's great.
Wow.
Cool. Was Molly Ringwald there? Oh, no, she's on vacation.
Molly was there, and Judd Nelson, and Cheryl Teagues was there.
Yeah, well, you know, Rodney, we were invited, but we were busy. We were working hard in the studio to make
to make this record.
A wonderful record.
Album.
The same.
We are.
Decon, Ant, and Roach Killer. No. Just kidding.
We'll be Big Kahuna.
Yeah, we call it the Big Kahuna because, as you know, we have this sort of... We watch Gidget every morning, and so, like, we really kind of have this thing for our producer. We like him a lot. Sometimes we really hate him, too. We have a love-hate relationship.
Have you played Making Time yet, that song, Honey?
We just played it.
Great. That's a great song, isn't it?
It is
a lot
beautiful.
Of people like that. The album's out now at Pooh Bah's in Pasadena.
Yeah, the Big Boss. Kahuna produced that one, too.
Huh.
Louise, why don't you say hello to Tustin at Merv's store?
Okay.
Urban store in Tustin.
No problem.
You mean Louise? Louise is working at the Mervin store in Tustin right now? Right.
You mean Madonna Louise?
A special song for me, Sexy Sadie by the Beatles.
Okay. Sure, Rodney, if we can find the record in here.
That's played Mr. Big Stuff and dedicated it to you, Rodney.
It's true.
Did you play?
We played Mr. Big Stuff and dedicated it to you.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, gee, thanks.
But in a good way.
You'd
in
love
a good
it.
Way.
Yeah, and you were the inspiration for the Jane Fonda workout section also.
We played the buttock tuck.
Freddie wants to make a request.
Okay.
Go, Fred.
Thanks again.
All right. Come on,
yeah,
Fred.
Do you have Wild Boys by Duran Duran?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You're not going to believe it, but Duran Duran's here in the studio with us right now.
Yeah, we're partying with them.
Duran Duran's in the studio. I want all the listeners to know that Duran Duran's going to be at the back door at 12 midnight tonight.
You mean the back door of K-Rock?
John
Your
Taylor,
back door?
Oh, Simon wow. LeBond. Simon LeBond just out of, you know, the hospital.
Just off his yacht.
He'll be at the back door at 12 midnight
Simon.
Tonight.
Simon LeBond.
At 117 South Los Robles.
And guess what? Guess what, Rodney? David St. Hubbins and
Nigel Tufnell
from Spinal Tap are here too.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, they brought all their Bad Company records. We're going to play like back to back, like Bad Company albums.
Tell everybody to call us. We're at the Waikiki Beachcomber, room 1111.
Damn, where's my pencil?
Okay.
Sounds great.
Thanks for calling in, Rodney.
And Freddie's in
1510. Okay.
Hey, have a good time, man.
Thanks a lot.
1510.
All right.
Dusty Street's in 1112.
Really?
Yeah. Rodney, who's running the studio? They're all over there.
I know. You are.
I know.
No.
But Rodney, have no fear.
909 at the Waikiki Beachcomber. 808-9-something. Get it from directory assistant.
Okay.
We got it.
Have no
Beautiful.
Fear.
Oh, I'm going crazy. Parties everywhere. So anyway, is Loveline going to come on tonight?
No.
Have
no fear, the Bengals are here.
Yeah.
All right.
And the Booty Patrol.
Well, Ronald Vaughn wants to say hello to Vicky.
All right.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, having fun?
I sent some mail to your home. It was sort of private. Did you get it?
Yahoo!
No. How long ago?
Huh.
Was it lingerie?
Okay.
Oh, you mean that box full of S&M hardware?
Oh, no.
All those whips and chains? Oh, that wasn't it.
Just a letter.
No, I did. But I, you know what? I moved. I moved.
Some albums. I got both of them.
Oh.
You got one song in there. It's like almost a classical song.
Wow.
But, you know,
inspired by Wolfie.
I think it's in the Goonies that they're referring to. So keep up the good work.
Great. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Anyway, we're going to wind it up because Scott Mason's going to get really mad.
No kidding. Rodney, we're in so much trouble, you're not going to believe it. They've already called the cops on us twice. Yeah. But we got to go to do
we're
some
being
commercials
fired.
Now.
You serious?
I'm serious.
Play something by you guys, the Bangles.
All right.
Cheer some Bangles.
Okay,
all right.
Too embarrassed.
Okay, thanks
Rodney.
Have a good time.
Guys, thank you for doing the show, and I want to thank Nina Hagen for last night as well.
Yeah, no problem.
Piece of cake, Rodney, piece of cake.
We're having a great time.
Aloha.
See you at Spirit of the 60s at Magic Mountain.
Right on, bro.
For sure, dude.
Right on.
I can't wait
to see your tan.
We're going to be wearing our fall eyelashes and our mini skirts.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Aloha.
Puka shells.
Adios.
When I was a boy, I thought of 5 times I'd be a man. I'd sit inside a bottle and pretend that I was in a can. In my own room, I'd sit my mind. Throw me if you're
Okay, that was Love, 707 is, and Sky Saxon, we all heard about love. Sky told us all about it.
And God.
We talked about love and God and flowers and the seeds and semen and all
It was beautiful.
Things.
And before that, we had Making Time doing Honey. That was for Rodney.
Yeah, and we had Victoria by the Kinks.
And we had Victoria Ann Peterson.
Yes, right.
And we had Susie's A Headbanger by the Moons.
For
the
Ramones.
Susanna Lee Hoffs. And before that, we had The Who doing Happy Jack.
And that's for
Snakeskin.
That's right, that's for Freddie. It's
for Jack Hyman.
And John Talley.
And John Talley. Hi, sorry we didn't talk to you on the phone.
Hi. Okay, and before that, we had Sky and the Seeds. Yeah, and he was doing A Thousand Shadows. Boy, what a hip dude.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
And now, another adventure of Homer and JR, the Fashion Investigators. It started out like any other case. Bad. And then got worse. You see, we only had one clue. Cherokee.
JR, I got it. Huh? It's a 1986 with four tires and a real neat paint job.
Homer, Cherokee is fashion for juniors, like 100% cotton, five-pocket jean-style pants in great colors. And at Miller's Outpost, they're on sale for only $19.97 each. So Cherokee is not no automobile.
You're right, JR. It's not an automobile. It's a Jeep.
Homer, Miller's Outpost sells Cherokee fashions, not cars.
But JR, Miller's Outpost and Cherokee are giving away a brand new 1986 Jeep Cherokee. And all you have to do is sign up.
You mean there's no purchase necessary?
That's right. But you have to enter before September 8th, 1985. Be over 18, have a valid driver's license, and if you win, be responsible for all tax, license, dealer, and destination fees.
You mean that I could own a 1986 Jeep Cherokee?
Well, no, JR. You see, employees of Miller's Outpost and Cherokee Apparel and their affiliated companies aren't eligible.
Details and entry forms at a store near you. Miller's Outpost and Cherokee. Fashion worth investigating.